This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the greatest audience on the face of the earth, the What's On Your Mind radio audience. None better, anywhere, any place, anytime. The callers, the listeners, the texters, the emailers that make up our great audience, taken from the wonderful stock, as my grandmother used to say. That boy's good stock. That girl's good stock. Yeah, I don't even know what that means. I think I know what it means. You know, it's your DNA. It's just you come from good people. You're good folks. And that describes North Dakotans in perfect way in my eyes. But I need a little help from you today. How are you, by the way? It's a Tuesday edition of What's On Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon. We're waiting on the world to change.
How's that working out for you?
What's on your mind? I think it's working out pretty good, actually. I think when you look at the current president of the United States, although not perfect, nobody is. Last one that was, they put on a cross. I think this latest incident with Rex Tillerson being fired is a prime example. He just does things differently. You know, there's some people that hand wring and say, oh, there's all this turnover going on, and this is kind of chaotic, and yeah, he's getting a lot done, but how much more could he get done if he didn't have the turnover? You know, you get stuff done by people understanding that, look, we're here for a short time, we got to do this. He's breaking the mold. Some of my favorite compliments of someone when, I say, Kevin Flynn, who, by the way, is our new producer on the program, boy, after Kevin, they broke the mold. You know, God made him, then broke the mold. That's a good compliment. It means you're one of a kind. You're just perfect for the time. That's what Donald Trump is. And in my mind, we don't know everything. We can't possibly know everything about the peril that America, the idea of America, is in right now. America's an idea. It's the United States of America. It's a country too. But the reason we're special, the reason we're different, the reason we've had God's favor that we've had is because we're an idea. And the idea centers around freedom. And there is a connection. I'm not going to put my pastor hat on because I'm not one. But there is a connection to the faith side of freedom as well. Because if you know who your maker is, you know where you're going, you know what you're striving for, there's an unbelievable amount of freedom in that. Bad thing happens. I get cancer. I get in a car accident. I lose a loved one. You still have the freedom to know and trust that there's a reason that happened. And that freedom then liberates you to say, that's a terrible, awful, horrible thing, but there's a reason for it. I'm going to use this. That's everything centers around freedom and having that inordinate amount of freedom that we do in this idea known as America. But, folks, we're $20 trillion in debt. That's a problem that can't continue. We'll cease to exist if for no other reason collapsing from within because of not having our fiscal house in order. We have threats growing across the globe. And, again, I don't think we fully understand either of these. There's people who hint at it around the edges, but I don't think we understand any of those. You know, we have porous borders. America can't continue like that. It's gotten way better under Donald Trump. Thank goodness he's stopping the bleeding. He's down at the border today looking at a North Dakota-made product to protect this country and its borders. We talked to Tommy Fisher last week of Fisher Industries in Dickinson. I'm going to play you a clip from Tommy coming up in a little bit on what he will say to the president today about how that North Dakota wall that the president will see is better than anybody. But on Rex Tillerson, I think the president said it well. He was out a few minutes ago in front of the cameras, and he basically said, I had a different mindset. I liked the guy. We tried, but I think in my mind, Rex Tillerson was a bad hire. He was a bad hire. He said all the right things in the interview and came in and got swallowed up by the swamp and all the people that, and you know, I have a friend, a very good friend who's friends with him and loves the man. Just says he is the real deal, rock solid, great guy, all of that. I don't doubt any of it. I don't doubt he's a good guy. I don't doubt he was a very capable CEO of Exxon. Right? I mean, this guy came from big time stock, one of the top, you know, global brands in the whole world. No doubt about it. Had credentials there. But folks like that spend a lot of time in cocktail parties and hanging out with foreign dignitaries doing business around the globe, and you get sucked into the swamp. And so I think he had a lot of professionals and a lot of, swamp dwellers that said, Rex, you got to do this, Rex, you got to do this. He took that to the president, said, I want to do this, and the president knows who he is, knows what he wants to do, and surrounds himself with people only that get it, like, you know, Gary Cohn, prime example. Gary Cohn, a Democrat, but a very smart Wall Street guy, was his economic advisor, helped shepherd through the tax plan, which is a big part of reducing our $20 trillion in debt, right? Got that done. On to the next thing. The president said, we're going to negotiate better trade deals. And even said today that Larry Kudlow, who doesn't agree with the president on his tax plans, is being considered for the economic advisor job to replace Gary Cohn. I love Larry Kudlow, mostly because I have a friend, Steve Moore, who we brought to North Dakota, who's been on the program before. Heritage Foundation, Wall Street Journal, Club for Growth, great conservative economist, just awesome. And he and Larry Kudlow were like, I mean, they're like a frickin' frack. They're just together all the time. So he just totally excited that Larry would be there and what that will mean for our economy and policy and everything else. But the president said today, it looks good. I'm probably going to hire Larry Kudlow. Don't know yet, interviewing other people. We don't agree on everything, but that's okay. I need people like that around me too. And see, that's a sign that the president isn't want a bunch of sycophants around him saying, yes, yes, do, yes, oh, yes, sir, do that, do that. But I think, again, the case with Rex Tillerson, he was listening to the swamp too much. It was overtaking it. So he said, we disagree on a few things. This is about Kudlow now. But he now agrees with me that tariffs are a good negotiating tool. See what I told you? Now, I don't want the president to show his hand too much on that. But I think the tariffs are a negotiating tool. Smart, savvy North Dakotans that I know in the steel business have figured this out. It's a negotiating tool to get a better deal. So I love who the president has around him, and I don't have any problem with him going in an unorthodox fashion. The one thing I would say in the way of criticism, you can tell me if I'm wrong, is he likes Rex Tillerson. He said that. We got along good. I didn't necessarily agree with him on everything, but I did. So sure, I wouldn't have announced this a little differently. You know, Rex Tillerson is widely respected, good man. And to be fired by Twitter, you know, just cause. Now, I know why the president did it. In my mind, he's moving on. Decision's been made. Rex knows. Done. Let's go. Get to the next one. We have the North Korean situation. Get Pompeo over from CIA to the Secretary of State. Let's go. It's how he's operated his whole life. And let's go back to the peril that we're in. America as an idea under attack from so many fronts, inward, outward, everything else. How much time do we have? How much time do we watch this unravel before our eyes? Ronald Reagan, in my eyes, the greatest president ever, or at least in I always call him the greatest president of 20th century for sure. He's it's hard to make a statement of the greatest presidents when I think of founding fathers, because I think Abe Lincoln's the ultimate. But of modern day presidents, I think Ronald Reagan's the best. And I always, I'm going to talk about this Saturday night to the military group that I'm thrilled to be speaking to. Military and pro-life groups, I mean, they call and say, can you come? And I just say yes before I even know my schedule. I mean, I just love it. But I want to talk about this with you today. Ronald Reagan said something very profound. That freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. Freedom. Listen closely. That means America. That means the U.S. That means life as you know it Everybody within the sound of my voice benefits from freedom and the United States of America and this great experiment. And a president not all that long ago warned us that freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. It's happened over and over and over around the globe, all over the place. History is full of examples. It hasn't happened here in our short time of 200 some odd years because we have favor and we fought to defend it. But boy, the perils are there. So every time you get a little irritated at Donald Trump about a little of this, a little of that, ask yourself, are you thinking about the really big, big problems that he faces? And that's what matters. So a little bit of my take. I'd love yours. The help that I need this morning is someone to translate what Hillary Clinton said yesterday. So we have that coming up. We have Mark Kennedy, the president of UND. He's in a little bit of trouble right now for applying for another job. Should he have been? Should he be? Al Jager, Secretary of State, too. All coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog, too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Vince Webkers here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. I'm looking at a endless pool fitness system. Tell me what this thing can do.
Okay, so the endless pool is a fitness system, and it's aquatic exercise, which, you know, as we get older, I used to be a good runner. Now I can't run. This has a treadmill in it, and anybody can be a runner in water, and anybody can be a good runner in water. It also has a very unique swim system. It's like a river stream where you can swim in place. And I have countless stories. One gal in 2017 lost over 100 pounds by using the fitness system. Another one has lost 70 pounds. So just some great wellness, great physical activity, and it can be in your own home. And you will use it every day.
It is a endless pool fitness system. It's beautiful, by the way. To realize the fitness benefits is, of course, the real win. So come on in to Hot Springs Spas Pool Tables 2. Use the promo code ACE. You tell them Scott sent you. Heard about you on the radio. You'll save up to $2,800 on the hot tubs, on the endless pools, on the patio furniture, on the foosball and shuffleboard and pool tables. All their game tables, saunas too, are really incredible. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Find them in Bismarck, in Grand Forks, in Minot, and in Fargo, too. And the hot tub financing event's on through the end of the month. What's that mean, Vince?
That means on any hot spring hot tub, you can do 60 months no-interest financing, which means you can get into the wellness of hot water for less than a cup of coffee a day.
Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Hurry in. Thanks, Vince.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fine sponsors on What's On Your Mind. CJ's on the line to tell you about a great deal for the month of March. You better call them today. Tell us about that deal, CJ.
Yes, it's 10% off all maintenance service. You know, so whether you got a big truck, a pickup truck, even a tractor, that special is going on all month. And, you know, we're almost at the half of the month already. So, you know, if you're looking at getting something in, even if we don't get it done before April 1st. It's one of those things that at least if it's in here, I'll still roll it over to April. So, you know, it's a great deal. You know, if you're looking at even, you know, a $2,000 service, that's $200 off. And, you know, of course, as your price, as your service goes up, so does the price come down on it. So just a great deal for everybody out there. So, yeah. You
just
know,
get that appointment in there and get it done. I know there's a lot of things you just sort of let it go, right? Might as well get it in right now. Get it on your calendar. What number should they call you at?
You should call me at 258-5011, or you can call me on my cell at 210-0888. And also look me up on the web or on Facebook. You know, you can message me on Facebook, and I usually am fairly quick about getting back to that. So.
Sounds good. DakDiesel.com online. Thanks a bunch, CJ.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks, Scott. Bye.
All right, good talking to you. I think we had a little bit of a delay there or something on the phone. Sounds like he switched to Swill phone providers, and I would go back to the other one. Anyway, so here's what I need help with. Hillary Clinton gave a speech yesterday, and she's overseas. There's a video on my Facebook page if you want to take a look at it. I don't even know what to say about the video. I really don't. It was she's in India, and I can't remember if the speech was before or after the video, but she is not able to make it down the steps, and I don't know what's wrong. I think Hillary Clinton has some major, major problems that I don't want to speculate about, but something's really amiss. And I thought that the second I heard her comments yesterday. I want you to listen to these. First, a little bit on the question of, you know, the map of the U.S. and where her votes came from. And then about, you know, the identity politics game they love to play in the Democratic Party. And help me understand what she is saying. Translate this for me, because it sounds like it's Chinese. I feel like I'm listening to somebody from a completely different planet, little alien speak, and I don't know what she's saying. Tell me, please, at 258-0550, 800-228-0550, what she is saying. You can text, too. Todd at 226-8503 or me at 367-2054. Here we go.
The map of the United States. There's all that red in the middle where Trump won. I win the coasts, I win, you know, Illinois and Minnesota, places like that. But what the map doesn't show you is that I won the places that represent two-thirds of America's gross domestic product. So I won the places that are optimistic, diverse, dynamic, moving forward. And his whole campaign, Make America Great Again, was looking backwards.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have to translate that myself, even before you get to it. She's talking about you. And by the way, she's lying through her teeth. Look at Minnesota. There's more red than blue. She wins metropolitan cities with a bunch of, well, I won't say anything. I won't play her game. But, you know, she wins the metropolitan. The land mass is a landslide for Trump. But this whole business of, you know, two-thirds of the GDP is where I want it. You're nothing. You're flyover country. You're deplorables. You're trash. You're unimportant. Every single Democrat should be asked about her comment. Do you agree with that? Because there's a large segment of the Democratic base that does. She's speaking for him. Heidi Heitkamp, do you believe that? Ben Hansen, Max Schneider, both want to be House candidate on the Democratic side to replace to go off to the Republican nominee, the Kevin Cramer slot. You agree with that? Josh Boshi, do you agree with that? Josh Boshi, probably the king of identity politics in the state of North Dakota. He owns that space. You agree with what she's saying? Anybody else? You tell me. All right, I'm not going to comment anymore. I'm leaving the commentary and the analysis and the translation to you. Let's go.
You know, you didn't like black people getting rights. You don't like women, you know, getting jobs. You don't want to, you know, see that Indian American succeeding more than you are. Whatever.
Okay, I can't resist. I don't want women getting jobs. So let me get this straight. I voted for Trump, and I don't want women getting jobs or black people to succeed or get jobs or Indian American. No, my wife works. She's a occupational therapist, home health care, loves her patients, passion hers. You can't find one time I said, honey, don't work. I don't want you to work. Don't work. Give that up. I know you love caring for people, but come on. Come wash clothes for me. This is ridiculous. That's what she's saying about all of us. I'll shut up now.
Problem is, I'm going to solve it. So it was a symptom, but it was also a cause, because having someone run for president who voices those ideas, who rejects so much of the American story and our values, was also the underlying cause as well.
All right, so there's Hillary on a whole lot of something. What's she saying there? Tell me at 258-0550. I have more, by the way. There's more, but let's go to Fred in Bismarck. And Fred, what did you tell me? Translate that. Tell me what you heard.
I think she's absolutely right. Now my wife votes exactly the way I tell her to, and she does everything else exactly the way I tell. Wait a minute, I think she's coming. I gotta go. Bye.
That's good.
Wow.
That's very, very, very good. Yeah. Yeah. Very good. Exactly. Okay. Let me play a little more here and then I'll go to more of your calls. 258-0550, 800-228-0550. Tell me what she's saying here.
Well, I should start by explaining that, Democrats, going back to my husband and even before, but just in recent times, going back to Bill and our candidates and then President Obama, have been losing the white vote, including white women. We do not do well with white men, and we don't do well with married white women. And part of that is an identification with the Republican Party and a sort of ongoing pressure to vote the way that your husband, your boss, your son, whoever, believes you should. And what happened in my election is I was on the way to winning white women until former director of the FBI, Jim Comey, dropped that very ill-advised letter on October the 28th, and my numbers just went down because I heard a lot of anecdotal evidence about this. People have written about it. All of a sudden, you know, white women who were going to vote for me and, frankly, standing up to the men in their lives and the men in their workplaces were being told she's going to jail.
Oh, my gosh. She is screaming about how stupid you are, people. No, you know, campaigns, people change their mind all the time. They didn't like what you were selling, lady. Wake up.
Utah. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to pump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean, burning, renewable fuel produced by domestic resources such as soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits for your diesel engine, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injection pump failure, less equipment downtime, lower maintenance costs, and it can be used year-round in all weather conditions. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 63 cents per bushel. Farmers are encouraged to ask for and use soy biodiesel in diesel equipment. They're your soybeans. Put them to work for you. For more information about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
vegetation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Before the top of the hour, Mark Kennedy coming up a little bit, the president of UND. He was a finalist for a job at the second biggest university in the country. Didn't get it, that news on Friday. Some say, including former Governor Ed Schaefer and former UND President Ed Schaefer, it was too soon for him to apply for that job. And a lot of folks are talking about that right now, so we'll give him a chance to respond to all that. Al Jager, the Secretary of State, top of the next hour as well. We have Farm Bureau trivia for you starting today. Your chance to win, win, win! Yes, our friends of the Burley County Farm Bureau gave us some goodies to give away, and so be listening for your chance to win those today on the program. Remember, Thursday I'm live from the Chimney Butte Ranch in beautiful St. Anthony, North Dakota. I was going to say Watford City. I'm there Friday. Anyway, Doug Hilly and company invited us down. We appreciate it very much. So it's calving season, folks. You know, I got to try out another line of work here. So. Chimney Butte Ranch, that's where I'll be. Got to have a backup plan. So looking forward to that coming up as well. President Trump is in California today to look at the prototypes of the wall. We had Tommy Fisher of Fisher Industries and Dickinson on the program to say, okay, when the president's down there, what's the sales pitch? And he told us, I'm going to play that for you in a moment. Then I'm going to talk to Marlon in New Salem first up, and then Mike and Perm about what Hillary Clinton had to say. We have a little more Hillary left, too, so stay tuned for that. Tommy, what are you going to tell the president today about your wall, why it's better than anybody else's?
He'll see, and with his building background, I mean, he'll see that if you're going to go out there and you're going to build something for 1,900 miles, it needs to look clean, but it has to be simple somewhat to build. You put a bunch of bells and whistles when you're trying to build something for, like I said, 1,900 or 2,000 miles. Things wear out, break down before you even finished or repairing. So I think ours does everything that it needs to be. Ours is the wall that only is the only wall strong enough that we can retain a road at a higher elevation. Basically, it lasts 150 years. It's multi-usable. And in those pictures I sent you too, Scott, is when we get to the Rio Grande, our wall can be built waterproof where it's levee protection as well. And so nobody can touch that. And so I think what our motto is at Fisher is one wall does it all. And we're really, really happy. And I think once they really see constructability and the dual purpose, there's no comparison of anything that's been built in the prototypes except ours.
North Dakota made, baby. I love it. Tell me they're going to find anything better. One wall does it all. I love that little slogan, too. He sent some great pictures, and I put them up on Facebook. You can find them if you want to scroll down. I think we talked to him last week. I'll put them back up here at some point today. But what an opportunity for a North Dakota company today.
the President of the United States looking at one of seven or eight prototypes, and we're one of them. So pretty darn cool. Okay, I have more of Hillary to play, but before I do, I'll get some analysis here from Marvin in New Salem. What does New Salem say about Hillary Clinton, Marvin?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. Say, I got the election law, President Trump proves that she doesn't know what she's talking about. But my main question is if she's going to help build up a Democratic base, why is she speaking overseas instead of in the United States? Is she afraid that Trump is going to carry out what he said he's going to do and put her in jail?
Yeah, no kidding. That's why she lost all those votes, because she thought she was going to be in jail. My gosh, you got to be kidding me. I mean, they answered all this stuff. I mean, just the excuse making is unbelievable. Very good point on overseas. I would bet, I don't know, but she's getting a lot of money to speak over there. And obviously drinking a lot of wine. I don't know how else to explain the steps. Todd, have you seen the steps? Have you seen Hillary on the steps? I don't know what to make. I mean, you could say, well, she had slippery shoes on. Well, you would know that the whole trip, so you'd be a little careful about that and have somebody with you. But she needed two people to help her down these steps, and it's sad is what it is. There's something very, very wrong. Something very, very wrong. I know somebody said, that's what happens when you have Parkinson's disease. She doesn't have Parkinson's. I don't know. I don't want to speculate. But does she have people that love her? I assume she has people that love her, that are around her. Somebody needs to sit her down and say, stop. Stop, stop, stop. Don't go anywhere. Don't say anything. Don't do anything. Let's fix this. I mean, something is... I get during a presidential campaign you may want to hide a few things, but now this. But here's the bigger issue to me, to Marvin. You tell me if this is this would pass the test in New Salem. Look.
No, it wouldn't. No, it wouldn't.
But I want to say this. Would this pass the test? What Hillary Clinton is saying is... She is the standard bearer of the Democratic Party. She's it. She was their nominee for president, and nobody has said, you're done, you're out of here. Nobody's repudiated her way of doing it. Nothing. She's still it. She's still speaking for the Democratic Party. Nobody's taken that mantle over, and she is saying these things. So in my mind, Democrats either need to say, I completely agree with that, or that is the most horrible thing in the world. They can't remain silent. Silence speaks volumes. In this case, Heidi Heitkamp needs to tell us about this. She supported Hillary Clinton for president. Max Schneider, the Democratic candidate for House. Ben Hansen, Josh Boshi, all these. The Democrats here, North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, tell us, do you agree with this? Because she's ripping North Dakota, South Dakota, parts of Minnesota. She clearly has total disdain for us. And in my mind, she's speaking for the Democratic Party. Am I wrong?
Yeah, totally for the Democratic Party. She wants to get the women's votes, but then she turns around and slams the women. So, like I said, I don't think she's, the election proved it. But, like I said, I'm just curious on that speech. Why was it overseas instead of not in the United States?
Money, I bet.
Yep.
Thank you, Marvin. Appreciate it. Mike and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning. Now, I called about a half a year ago, and I said the biggest mistake Trump made was not keeping his promise on going after Hillary. Well, I was partially right. I think his biggest mistake was Jeff Sessions, and that guy's about as limp as you can get. There's so many crimes that Hillary has committed, from obstruction of justice to the list goes on and on and on. And there's never, ever any type of prosecutions sought. And that's part of the Republican Party being intimidated and weak.
Yeah, I hear you. If you want to look for wrongdoing on Russia, for instance, there's way more evidence about it coming from the Democratic side and things that were going on in the Obama administration that led to this, even their quote-unquote meddling. Right, trying to meddle. They didn't obviously affect any outcome, but we know now they were trying to, affect things, and they were doing social media. That was during the Obama administration. So you can't put that on the Trump administration. And, as far as Hillary, I don't know. I think if she was in jail, Mike, she'd be,
sympathetic figure who, Trump took after and put her in jail. I think this is far more effective. She is speaking for the Democratic Party right now, and she is ripping and absolutely throwing total disdain at a huge swath of this country. That's no way to win elections.
Well, absolutely, because she's totally against energy and being energy independent. And who doesn't want to be independent and live on their own and support themselves and not rely on somebody else for their resources? And these people that we get these resources from are chopping our heads off. You think that makes sense?
It's another thing I never see North Dakota Democrats get asked, but if Hillary Clinton had won, she said no fracking. Fracking's done. It'll basically be a thing of the past, all right? She, of course, was part and parcel to the whole Dakota Access Pipeline, did not, lift a finger on that. She was Russia's candidate because their gas and oil assets would have been in better shape with Hillary Clinton as president than was with Donald Trump. What a mess. Appreciate your comments. Thanks a bunch. Yeah. What do you make of what she said, folks? Here's more. I haven't played all of the clips, but let's go back to finish on... where she was talking a little bit about losing the white vote and that part. Here's more.
You don't want to vote for her. It's going to be terrible. You can't vote for that. So it stopped my momentum and it decreased my vote enough because I was ahead, I was winning, and I thought I had fought my way back in the 10 days from that letter until the election. I fell a little bit short. And so I think that it was part of a historical trend that I was bucking, and then it collapsed on me.
Oh, man alive. It's so bad. And I just had a texter say, every time you play that, I throw up a little bit in my mouth, so stop. Shut it off. Can't take it anymore. I apologize for that. But, you, folks, it's tough medicine that you need to hear. It's tough medicine that you need to hear. And you need to ask yourself, if the pencil on that ballot ever goes to the circle next to a Democrat, have you asked them? Specifically, are you comfortable with their answers on whether or not they agree with what Hillary Clinton is saying? She has no regard, for us. Listen to this.
The map of the United States. There's all that red in the middle where Trump won. Now, I win the coast. I win, Illinois and Minnesota, places like that. But what the map doesn't show you is that I won the places that represent two-thirds of America's gross domestic product. So I won the places that are optimistic, diverse, dynamic, moving forward, and his whole campaign, Make America Great Again.
By the way, that means you are not dynamic, diverse, going forward. You're backwards. You live in, if you didn't vote for her, you're backwards. That's the kind of folks you are.
Was looking backwards.
Yeah, that's us.
You didn't like black people getting rights.
I don't like black people getting rights. Do you? If you voted for Trump, you clearly don't. Absolutely not. Give me a break. Disgusting that you assign that to somebody who didn't vote for you just because they didn't vote for you. Disgusting. They love identity politics. It's the only thing they have. And it disgusts me. Let's let her do some more disgusting commentary on why she lost. Who else didn't vote for her that should have? And those of us that did, what are we?
Like women, getting jobs. You don't want it, see that.
Yeah, I don't want women getting jobs. I want my wife to stay at home. You're right. We don't want women getting jobs. Seriously, this is insane.
Indian Americans succeeding more than you are.
Oh, we don't want Indian Americans succeeding more than we do. You can't make this up.
Whatever your problem is.
Yeah, you have a problem.
I'm going to solve it.
Yeah. So this is, Trump playing to these people who hate other people. I'll fix it.
It was a symptom, but it was also a cause, because having someone run for president who voices those ideas, who rejects so much of the American story and our...
I'm not playing it anymore, but I want you to hear it. I want you to know what it says. I want your take on it. 258-0550, more coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Burley County Farm Bureau knows that agriculture and our young people are two of our state's most important resources. It's important to give young people every opportunity to be prepared for the future, and why we support the NDFB efforts to provide scholarships each year to high school and college-age students. Go to ndfb.org and click on the Education tab to look for the scholarships. Applications are due in the Fargo office by March 15th. That's ndfb.org.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
You've heard us say, Watford City. It's not the same. It's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's On Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay, and we'll see you in Watford City.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Trivia, would you like to win? I have a $75 gift card from Schweitzer's Meats. Now, these gifts are courtesy of the Burley County Farm Bureau. So, obviously, Schweitzer's Meats, well known in the Mandan Morton County area. But if you're not able to, give it to a friend, a gift, next time you drive through, whatever, you know. I'm not going to worry about that. I'm just going to tell you, here's a question. First person to answer this correctly and call me at 258-0550. And Mike and Perm and Ray on the road, you're going to get the first two answers to this. And then we'll go to the others as well. North Dakota is blessed with two agriculture colleges, while some states have none.
Name the two that North Dakota has. Ag colleges. Agriculture colleges. Two of them in North Dakota. What are they? 258-0550 for a $75 certificate from Schweitzer's Meats. Okay. Mike in Perm, Minnesota, do you know the answer to that question first?
Well, I really couldn't tell you on that one, Scott, because I live in Minnesota, and we've got the University of Minnesota Ag School over here.
Are you are you familiar with any of the ag schools in North Dakota at all?
I'm afraid to let you down, Scott. I am sorry.
Wow. Wow. Well, okay. That's all right. That's all right. So you wanted to comment on Hillary, too. Tell me quickly what's on your mind about her.
I tell you what, this woman is political poison. And the way she runs down women in the workplace, that's deplorable. I've worked with women that could take a 40-foot city bus and put it in places where God would fear to tread, not even scratch the paint. These gals were good. And she just looks down on the working woman because she's really never had to work for anything in her life. And I think that's something.
Sorry to interrupt your comment on political poison, Mike, is very insightful because in my mind it is. Now, the challenge is for the reporters who call themselves reporters, people that populate newsrooms in North Dakota. They love when stories happen nationally, say Charlottesville and Donald Trump. Remember that? What was the first thing they did? Run to every Republican. Do you agree with Donald Trump? Do you agree with Donald Trump? So, reporters, if you're truly not hashtag fake news 24/7, go ask those questions, publish the answers. We need the answers because this was political poison that was just administered to every Democrat in North Dakota, and that's not exactly a healthy bunch right now anyway. Ray on the road. Driving a truck today, are you, Ray?
Yes, I am, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm doing better now that you called, sir. What's on your mind today?
I've been listening about this Hillary thing, and bottom line, like the other man said, she's poison. Absolute. She's one of the heads of a serpent called the One World Order. She goes along with George Soros, her husband, Obama. These people literally tried to take over our country. People need to wake up and truly realize what was going on. I read a book called The Bilderberg Group many years ago, even before Obama was president, and his name was in that. He was being nurtured for that. He is one of the heads of the One World Order, and people after listening to her, that should scare them to absolute death. I mean, could you imagine having her running this country? We would be under a dictatorship. I mean,
the next thing
I could think of would be Nazism, you know? I mean, come on, people.
And we know enough now to go to your theory, Ray, of the difference between the two, that the swamp was all in for her. They were using intelligence apparatus that we used to go after spies and terrorists against the Trump administration, okay?
You bet.
They were the ones that were hiring people to go to Russia to cook up dirt on Donald Trump and then use it to go to a FISA court to say, hey, they paid for it. Hillary paid for it. They're the colluders. And I look at it this way. Every lever of power was used against Donald Trump, and guess what? He defied it all. Why? Because of the people that live in the very places they can't control. That's us. That's the God-fearing, freedom-loving, Constitution-respecting individuals that make up this country, which just drives them absolutely crazy. As you can see, it drives Hillary to, I don't know what, some sort of a drivel I've never heard in my life. Did you want to try and answer our trivia question at all, Ray?
I can't answer, but I got one more thing to say. There's a group of us out here in this country. We're free thinkers. We can think on our own. And thanks to people like you, Hannity, and Rush Limbaugh, and some of the others, thank God to you guys that are out there that are actually investigating and telling the truth about what is going on in this nation. Thank you very much, Scott. You have a great day.
Thank you. God bless you. Appreciate you very much. All right, Corey in Almont, you want to answer our question? What are the two ag colleges in North Dakota?
Well, I'll try. I'm not sure, but I would say NDSU and Minot State.
NDSU is right. Minot is not.
Okay.
Nice try. Try again. We're going to be doing this every hour till Thursday. Having a little fun. It's Farm Bureau Week. Jeff and Dickinson, you take a crack at it.
I would guess NDSU and Dickinson State University.
Jeff and Dickinson is the lucky winner, ladies and gentlemen. Ding, 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 ding. Exactly right. That's right. NDSU and Dickinson State are the two. So we need you to hang on so we can get your address and mail you a $75 certificate from Schweitzer's Meats, courtesy of the Burley County Farm Bureau. How's that sound?
Sounds great. Thank you very much.
Have you been to Schweitzer's Meats before?
I have not.
Well, there you go. You take a little road trip and head down there, all right?
I will do that. Thank you.
You bet, Jeff. Hang on a second. That's fantastic. Fantastic. Lucky winner. We'll have another winner next hour, so if you didn't win this time, stay tuned. We're going to talk to Al Jaeger, Secretary of State, about the integrity of our voting system in the great state of North Dakota, and also a little bit about all these ballot initiatives that are being distributed around. Should we worry about them? I am a little. We'll talk about it.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Denny's new Dolce de Leche Crunch Pancakes remind me of our favorite Spanish bakery.
Like Denny's Denny's?
Yep, Denny's Denny's.
You should try my Dulce de Leche sauce. It's so good that years from now, Denny's will take inspiration from my recipe and create delicious pancakes that have cinnamon crumb topping that's cooked into two fluffy pancakes and served with a warm Dulce de Leche sauce.
That's oddly specific, but they sound great.
Denny's new Dulce de Leche Crunch Pancakes, just a part of our seriously upgraded menu. For limited time only, price and participation may vary.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, but we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.